Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, time once again to visit with the one and only Ron Price to talk a little bit about another lesson about life in the sandbox. Ron is joining me here in Studio A. Good morning once again.
Good morning, Scott. And I, for one, am so thankful there's only one.
The one and only? Price, yeah. The one and only.
That's... Actually, there are several that have that name. If you,
well,
if
I would
you
think
Google
so.
Google Ron Price, it's
right.
Fairly.
But I imagine you're the most notable.
Actually, I think I'm second, to be honest with you. There's
well,
a guy in Idaho.
I'm going to dispute that.
Well.
Who'd I have to write to?
You know, he's not on Scott Micklin's morning show, so I guess
there you
you're
go.
Right. I
See?
Guess I do have one up on him. So.
Take that, Idaho Ron Price. Anyway, you are back with another lesson for us about playing nice in our sandbox,
yeah.
And you have written a number of books about that, of course. But this week we're talking about alternative dispute resolutions, huh?
Yeah, lessons we learned from the sandbox. Scott, you're going to have conflict with other people. If you interact with another human being long enough, at some point, your opinions are going to butt heads together, your values, whatever. You're going to have conflict. It's inevitable.
Okay, true.
Damaged relationships are optional, though.
Right.
So let's say that we're in a conflict with somebody.
Idaho Ron Price.
I'm sorry?
I'm in a conflict with Idaho Ron Price.
No, Idaho Ron Price.
Yes.
Okay, I missed that. I even have my hearing aids.
That's okay. What can I do?
A common way is, well, I'll go to court. I'll hire a lawyer, and I'll sue you, and we'll get this resolved. I mean, okay, I'm not anti-lawyer. I'm not anti-courts. They're there for a reason. But rarely should that ever be your first option. So when we say alternative dispute resolution, we're talking about alternatives to going to court, spending a lot of money, and chances are nobody's going to come out very happy.
Except the lawyer.
Well, except the lawyers. There
okay.
you go.
I have
the
to
judges
go there.
Get to keep their jobs. So
yeah.
There you go. So one is mediation. Mediation is where the parties agree to hire a neutral third person or panel. You can sometimes have two mediators. I don't know that I've heard of more than two mediators, although I guess it's possible. But you go to that person or persons, you each voice your side of the concern. And, oh, you know what? I got ahead of myself. So let's not even redo it. Let's just keep going. Nope, keep
okay.
it going.
All right, yeah, okay.
I'm human.
That's all right.
In mediation, the role of that neutral third person or persons is to help the parties communicate directly with each other. I got ahead of myself. I'll come back to that later.
Okay.
Oftentimes, if you're in a dispute with somebody else, it's difficult to talk with them because something can be taken out of context, emotions can come in, words can be misunderstood, misconstrued, what have you. So having a neutral third person there to aid and abet the communication process can be incredibly valuable. If they see that there was a misunderstanding possibly, they can step in and say, wait a minute, I think you might have misheard what was just said. Whereas if you're just by yourselves, then look out. The gloves come on and the fight is on. So mediation is a wonderful opportunity for people to resolve their own disputes. Are you with me so far, Scott?
I am with you, yes. And I know you've done this.
I've been a mediator
in a professional
for over
setting.
30 years.
Yes.
That's right.
So you know of which you speak.
I know a little bit of what I speak,
mm-hmm.
yes. I've done a little bit of arbitration in my career, but not nearly as much. I don't like arbitration. Arbitration is where you, again, hire a neutral third person, or I have been on a panel of three. One party contracted with one arbitrator, the other party contracted with me, and then the other arbitrator and I agreed on a third person.
Oh, interesting.
So each party had representation, so to speak, but there was also a neutral person in the room. Arbitration, you're giving the authority, the decision-making, over to that person or persons.
Right.
It's very similar to going to court. In fact, it's identical to going to court. If you walk into a courtroom, it's plaintiff versus defendant, prosecution versus defense, whatever. The judge is going to make a ruling, or jury, that's a different subject. The judge is going to make a ruling, And you live with it. You can't say, well, I didn't like that ruling, Judge. Change your mind. You could appeal if you can prove that the judge didn't act appropriately in some way, but judges' rulings are final, pretty much. Same with arbitration, at least binding arbitration. You agree in advance that whatever ruling the arbitrator is going to make, you'll abide by it.
Right.
And you can't say, well, I didn't like that arbitrator's ruling, so I'm going to go to court. The judge will laugh you out of court. They'll say, did you go to binding arbitration? Yes, then get out of here. Next case.
Right.
So there's another one. I'm looking at the clock here. Let me do this quickly. There's a third alternative called MEDARB, where you combine the two. See, in mediation...
Oh, okay. I didn't get what that word was, but yeah, I got it. Mediation, arbitration.
In mediation, the great news is the parties get to make the resolution. The bad news is they may not do it.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee. In arbitration, the good news is there will be a ruling made. The bad news is the parties have no say in what that ruling is. So there's a third component or concept called MEDARB. You start off in mediation mode, where the mediator is helping you to facilitate the conversation and see if you can reach your own agreement. But if it's an urgent matter that has to be resolved, you agree in advance that if we reach impasse, we're going to ask the mediator to change hats, adopt the role of arbitrator, and make the ruling. Again, there's some pros to that, some cons, but some alternatives to go into court.
But you're agreeing to it at the onset.
Right.
And that's the key.
Yep.
You can't change in the middle.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
And the key is also, these are especially good when you care about the other person somewhat. You care about the relationship. If you don't, then yeah, go to court.
Right.
Just spend a lot of money and go to court.
Interesting.
But if you want to maintain a relationship after the issue is resolved, yeah, mediation, arbitration, or MEDARB are probably a much better way to go.
Good advice. Very interesting. All right. Very good. Ron, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Scott.
Ron Price, he's here with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at KSJE.com.